Right, I'm going to call you to order now. I love a chatty church. I love a church where people will talk and chat, and I'm very sorry to bring you back into what we're meant to be doing, but that was what you're meant to be doing. So thank you very much. Right, remember, you are answering on behalf of the person who you're speaking to about their journey. Okay, so whose neighbour? I'm going to use part of, you know what? I'm going to use a whole load of words because I'll forget which one I'm meant to be using. So if your neighbour, friend, whatever, if it was a one-off journey, put your hand up. Okay. Brilliant. Was it something they do every day? Few of them. Something they do once a week? Okay, fair enough. Okay, so now a bit of a competition. Okay, who thinks that the journey that was described was the shortest in the room? So if you think it was a short journey, so let's say maybe less than 2 miles, put your hand up. Okay, anybody less than a mile? One, which is funny because you didn't have your hand up for less than 2 miles, so I don't know if you got lost on the way back. Less than a mile? Anybody less than a mile? Okay, where was Peter going?
Peter went to the dentist.
He had a tooth pulled out.
So you have to give Peter a smile because he can smile back at you now, or maybe you can't. I don't know. Oh, okay, they took the lot out. There we go. There's a hole. We'll pray for Peter and his teeth, which are now safely in a glass by the bed. Okay, who thinks their journey was the longest? Okay, we've got one over there. How far? Oh, yeah, fair enough. No, you're meant to be talking about your neighbour. So you did 130. Yorkshire. Any advance on Yorkshire? Is there a Yorkshireman here? Because they'll tell me off. Go on, then. Ian went to France. Fair enough. And hold on a minute. Val's here. Did Val not go with him?
Which one's stir it up?
Val went with him. Johnny good. Niamh? Went to Finland. Okay, anybody further than Finland? Ireland? Probably Finland's a bit further. Hello, Madeira. Oh, sorry. Madeira, which I think might be a bit further. Go on then. South Africa. I think probably we'd have to say South Africa is furthest. Okay, whose was the most recent? This might be Peter going to the dentist. Bless him. So did anybody describe a trip that happened this week? Yes. Okay, anybody that happened, let's go Wednesday. Since Wednesday? Since yesterday? I've got a yesterday. Today. Who did today? You described today, presumably coming to church.
That's right.
Fair enough. Where else?
Maidstone.
Yesterday down to Dover. That's where I was born. They've not yet recovered. Asda. Fair enough. That's fine. School. That was this week. You came here. Okay, so you described that. Okay, so who is jealous of their partner's journey? Who thinks, oh, that sounded like a nice play, that was good. There's a jealousy. James, thank you for confessing.
My friend went to Nottingham University, where my grandfather, my great-grandfather, was once there picking herbs with Jesse Boot, who found boots.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So, right, Nottingham University, and so you're jealous of that because you've got family roots there. Anybody else jealous of the journey? Oh, yes. We've got a visitor here who's doing the LLM course. So I've spoken to him. So he's on a very good, nice to have a different way of thinking about a journey. Yes. Sandra went to Madeira and I want to go. Keith.
My husband had just gone up to Scotland on the west coast. I'd love to be up there with them.
Scotland on the west coast.
They don't want me.
Fair enough. Anyway, okay. So the next question, this is a tricky one. When you spoke to your partner, were they more interested in the journey or were they interested in the destination? Were they passionate and did they tell you all about the place that they went to, or did they tell you about the journey that it took to get there? So put your hands up if your partner is a destination talker. Destination, destination, destination. Okay, I went to Asda, but I don't know if that was a destination. Okay, put your hand up if your person is a journey person, if they described the differences of the journey and what the journey meant to them and stuff. Fantastic. So it's a real difference. I absolutely am a destination person, okay? I go the quickest route I can get there, you know, unless there's other things why I'd need to go a different way. I'm not someone who goes out for a drive. You know, I go to the coast, I get to the coast, lovely. Sit by the coast, read a book, probably have fish and chips, and then come back again. I'm not a journey person, I'm a destination person. But I know other people are all about the journey, particularly the spiritual journey. But that kind of stuff, so it's a real difference. Okay, I'm not necessarily looking for a nice place on the route. I'd pick which service station I go into. I might, you know, if I know of a nice pub that does a lunch nearby, I might go off for that. But it's, for me, it's about the destination, not the journey. So today's Mothering Sunday. And so I kind of think about that. Being a mother is a very journey-focused thing to do. Nobody becomes a mother with the expectation of rushing to get to the destination as quick as they can. Rushing to get to the point where you don't have to be a mother anymore because your children leaves home and you could just relax. Though, to be fair, there's still some responsibility. But it's very much about journeying with people. It's about the journey, things along the way. So we're going to have a little think today about perhaps the differences between... Sorry. Okay, we're going to go straight on to the reading. So... thank you. So Cheryl's up for the reading in a minute. So as a church, we are currently looking through the vision that we've set ourselves as a church. Okay, so hopefully people can remember three words that have been coming out. Anyone? Encounter, good, grow, and go. So today we're going to be having a little bit of a look at go. Okay. So that's why we're thinking about journeys and destinations, and whether in that it's the journey or the destination that's important. Cheryl, are you okay to do our reading for us? Yeah. Thank you.
Our reading today comes from Micah 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Cheryl. So... as ever, because it's me, got a little way of that for you to remember that, okay? Not the whole verse, because there's a mission there. So, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. But I need your help with it, okay? So, as usual, slightly mad box and bag of bits and pieces. Props. Hold on, I'll move those out of the way. Probably work out what they're going to be for. That one's a bit more complicated. This is the biggest one. Guess what I spent a bit of yesterday doing? So here is... made a little stage for ACT. See where you're going with that? Thank you very much. Right, hold on a minute. Right, this was within my skill set. I'm hoping you're finding about it. Now I have a slight confession to make. So ACT justly. Okay. Now, I tried to draw a set of scales, and then I realised I'd drawn somebody wearing half-rimmed glasses. So, I'm very sorry about that. You're just going to have to pretend it's a set of scales, because that's what I was aiming for. And then I realised that I just need a moustache here, and it would properly look like a man with thorn and glasses. But we're going with it, because that's where we're at. So, act justly. Fantastic. Where'd it go? Right. Found a heart-shaped plate, which my daughter made 17 years ago. So, love, mercy. Now, we had a real problem about trying to work out how to draw and how to do mercy. So we haven't done it. So what we need is to come up from within the church, how might we represent a little sketch, a little image of mercy? So what does mercy mean? Anybody got a clue on that one? Well, that went a bit blank, didn't it? Okay. Forgiveness for wrongdoing. Being sorry? You've been to France. It doesn't mean thank you. Okay, so forgiveness, understanding the other person's thoughts and feelings. Forgiveness and giving a second chance. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. Okay, so.
And sparing them from something worse.
Sparing them from something worse. Okay. So. Anybody got an idea about what we could draw for that?
A jar of myrrh and the sea.
A jar of myrrh and the sea. We could go with an actual literal thing. Yes, if we're sticking with a French theme, apparently myrrh is also mother in French, so we could stick with that. Is there something we could that's less looking at how the word is said, but we could draw? So we talked about a second chance. We talked about... River Mercy, yes, thank you. Could do it with two pictures, yes, we've got more paper. Okay. Embraced. Okay. So we've got mercy. Now, okay, so we're going to. Anybody else got any other ideas on how we could draw a representation of mercy? Hello. Jesus dying on the cross, we could do. Okay, judge doing thumbs up. Okay, right. Oh, gosh, there's another one over at the back. Sorry, I didn't see you. Okay, two hands together, looking perhaps pleading for mercy. Okay, Neve, sorry. We need to get you a taller hand. Lots of hands. Okay, as in like a receiving and giving of that kind of stuff. Okay. So, oh, there's another one over there. Sorry. God, hey, my step count's going to be good. A judge's hammer, a gavel. They're called gavels. Okay. Now, the hammer sounds quite an easy thing to do. And I'm only saying that because that's all straight lines except the curvy bit. So we could do that. We could do hands. Okay. I think judge kind of hands. I think judge and gavel because then that's sometimes. Now, is anybody artistic enough to reckon that they can come up with something that doesn't look like a man wearing horn-rimmed glasses or half-moon glasses who isn't busy playing other instruments in a minute? Do you reckon you can come up with a judge? Okay, so, hold on a minute. There you go. Right, big piece of paper, whole load of pens. There's no rush, because we'll come back to it later. Okay, so enjoy it. Help some pens. And to let you know, in the order of service, I have got three times that we're going to look at this. If we're not ready by the first, we'll come back to it. Okay, so there's pens there. Right. Right, where were we? So... act justly, love mercy, fantastic, walk, okay, humbly, we could do humbly, bleed, no, I don't know, somebody's going to suggest we draw a kazoo so it hums, anybody got any ideas, what does humbly mean? Not like showing off, not being proud about it, yeah? Okay, anything else? A humble pie. Could draw a pie. We could do. Pardon? Being grateful. Humble means being grateful. Yeah? Okay, anybody got any other ideas on what humble means?
Somebody kneeling.
Somebody kneeling. Okay, but what does humble mean? So think about what it means, and then we'll think about, and then we'll maybe look at drawing. But I think a kneeling's a possible one, because it's not about
being showy, is it? It's about actually receiving. And that's all stick men, we could do that. So I did actually look this one up, and it talked about kind of just getting on with things in a not showy way. And that idea of walking with God as just being part of what you do, and part of where you're at, and part of how you are, rather than making a big song and dance about it, which I liked. So, try to think about joy. We've got kneeling was a suggestion. Humble pie. Anybody got any other ideas on what we could draw to show humble? We've got loads of colours. We could do somebody looking really proud in a fancy outfit and somebody else in a bit of a not quite so fancy outfit. Anybody got any ideas on what we could draw? Okay. Okay, so we could draw somebody who is dressed humbly, in kind of perhaps a less showy way. So yeah, no, that's okay. I see where we're coming from. Anybody got any other ideas? Go on then. To walk alongside with him. I like that idea, actually. That we're walking alongside with him. It's not something we do differently today just because it's Sunday, but actually it's something we're called to do differently all the time, and so therefore it's something we do all the time. So we just get on with it. Okay. So does anybody feel artistic enough to draw? There's some pens down here and a bit of paper. Like two people walking together, just as an ordinary walk. They can be stick men. Aren't you meant to be doing some stuff in there in a minute? You're welcome to. If nobody else comes forward, Ali, I'll pull you. But can I just say, this doesn't have to be a young person. I'm going to get into trouble here. If you're not a young person, okay, but you have an artistic talent and you want to do that, then it's an all-together service. So if you want to have a go, then crack on. Anybody feel like they're going to be careful? Jerry, you put your hand a bit high there and you nearly got the job. He was only taking off his scarf. But anybody else? Go on then. Heather has volunteered. There's some pens at the front. You can take some pens back. And then in a little while, we'll come back and see how our budding artists are doing with two people walking, and we've got a judge and a judge's hammer. And somewhere I've got some notes so I know what I'm meant to be saying. Which is always a... Okay, so... Right, I've done the bit about that. Okay, so we've got some ideas about acting justly, loving mercy and walking humbly. Fantastic. And in a minute, when we're all done, we'll come back and we'll do it. Okay. And we're talking about go and journey and it being part of your kind of everyday thing. So today's Mothering Sunday. A little bit think about that. And I hope that you've got a positive experience of ideally your own mother and being raised by her, or at least that you have a positive maternal figure in your life. And that thing about go, which we're looking at today, maybe not being about the destination, going somewhere, but about how we as a church go, and about perhaps how your mother didn't do it as one thing, but she went with you throughout life. She taught you things, how to behave, good as well as badly, maybe that's... But, you know, she instilled in you characteristics, behaviours, ways that you should be. And actually, that's part of what she did for you. She went with you and taught you some of those things. It's not a one-off thing. It's about being a role model, a confidant, a teacher, a challenger, and a friend. So there's a few times in the Bible where God's feminine characteristics are spoken about, where it talks about the God behaving like a mother. I'm going to gloss over the bit where it talks about describes God as having the ferocity of a mother bear defending her cubs. We'll just skip over that bit a little bit. But in Matthew, Jesus describes how he, as God, wept over Jerusalem and wanted to gather everybody together, all the people of Israel, under him, like a mother hen gathers her chicks. So if Jesus is meant to be a model for us and how we behave in society, then we ought to think about what maternal characteristics we should take with us when we go into our community. So, I am, as I said, a destination rather than a journey person. But I have done a couple of guided walks with people when we've been on holiday, or we did a walk through Sherwood Forest with someone who understood much more about nature than I do and was pointing things out for us. And I did one a long time ago in the town that I grew up in, which is Deal, it's on the coast, with a local historian who talked about the importance of various buildings all around the town. These ones were built, you know, and owned by smugglers, and this is how it did, and this is where somebody important stayed. And it was a really purposeful walk through the town. So I suppose what I'm trying to encourage you to do is to think a little bit about, within that go, it might not be that God is calling you to leave here and go and do something horrible in a land that you don't want to be part of, and to go somewhere different and go somewhere you don't want to be, and to talk to people you don't really want to talk to. It might be that God is calling you to be part of your community and just to think about the things that you normally do, be a bit more purposeful in them. A bit like that guided walk where somebody came along and went, oh, look here and see here, and this is something that you don't normally pick up on. Perhaps to be a little bit more thoughtful about your family situation, where you spend your usual time doing in the work or in gym, and going into that community and into that place in a little bit more of a thoughtful way. There are a couple of... I want to give you some time to think about that and to kind of reflect on it. There was some prayer before the service, and there were a couple of things that were mentioned. And the one that kind of spoke to me a bit was thinking about daffodils. That daffodils look beautiful, but you so rarely see a single daffodil on its own. They usually come in a group. And that perhaps if it's for you, going into that community on your own is a bit daunting. But actually, it might be with a group of people that you're called to do, or a surrounding of God's love. So, I'm very sorry. I thought we were splitting that halfway through with a song, and that didn't happen. Never mind. So I've talked for a bit longer than I would normally have done, so I'm sorry about that. But let's just have a moment to think about how you might go differently into your community, how you might act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God in your normal place. And then in a couple of minutes, Tanya is going to lead us in some sung worship. Thank you. Right.